If it's for the needs of the shul, one could eat or sleep in it. Somebody has to watch it. He could eat and sleep in it. There were those that used to stay in the shul on Leil Yom Kippur and sleep there. In those days, they used to have a lot of candles lit there, so it was good to have people to stay around. So, chas v'shalom, nothing should happen. Also for another mitzvah, for example, the getting together to decide if they should make another month that year, also it's permitted. The Mishnah Berurah says, the Magen Rambam brings that only a suda's mitzvah that does not have kalas rosh, like the suda of this Iber HaShana was just bread and some beans and the like, but if it has wine and other type of alcoholic drinks, it should not be done in the shul, even if it's for a mitzvah.